Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time, it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What up, everybody? It is
Mario Andretti on the Momo.
10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm good, brother. I watched the whole game last night.
Which game?
The Golden State game.
Did you really?
I watched the whole game.
Yo,
whoever.
Were you out?
No, I was at my house.
You were in your chair on your couch eyes tend to close.
I did not go to sleep.
Wow.
I played golf afterwards in that win.
I can't believe you played golf in that win.
But I hit it good. But I'll say this. Whoever the referee was at the end of the game, when the guy Looney grabs the ball, falls to the floor, he called the foul on Looney. Looney had no business being called for a foul. He grabs the ball two-handed, go to the floor, and what's the dude from Purdue?
Edie. Big white dude?
Edie kind of pushes him, and he called the foul on Looney. They were trying to make that game be what it wanted to be. But playoff, what's my man name? Jimmy Butler. Playoff Butler showed up, right? Playoff Jimmy, whatever they call him. Dude had 20-something in the first half. Steph went to work down the stretch. It was a good game, man.
Here's what I do
you
know.
You can't believe I watched the game.
I am stunned.
I can't believe I watched the damn game, Jeff. Jay?
I mean, Jeff and I look a lot alike.
Y'all do.
You are certainly crazy enough to have played golf yesterday, but I never in a million years would have had you watching that entire game. So you were up to, what, 1:30?
It was only around 12-something.
12:30 probably?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm watching the game, and they were up by 20, Golden State. And I'd already seen Orlando already beat the Hawks or whatever. Atlanta. And then that game starts, and they're up, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be a good game. Then all of a sudden, boom, that game is like only 3 points. And then you wonder – Steph and Jimmy, you know, both of those guys are in 30s, mid-30s. That's old for basketball. They went to work, dog.
Yeah, I think.
It was a good game.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Yeah. I didn't watch 1 second of that. I watched the Caps, though, and I watched the Nats. You know what was really refreshing with the Nats? Jake Irvin threw a gem last night. Really
Jake
strong
threw a
start.
Gem, man. That damn big boy is good.
Dude. I mean, just
another homer,
a jack too. I mean, just an absolute blast early on. Take a lead. Irvin's going to be on with Grant and Danny this afternoon. That should be a cool conversation. But yo, like the James Wood home run is obviously the highlight. But I was kind of flipping back and forth between the Caps and the Nats because I didn't feel like turning the top TVs on. I just needed one TV, et cetera. Right. You know what happened? Because they got seven strong from their starter. They didn't have to rely on the bullpen, and therefore the bullpen didn't blow anything.
Yeah.
Yo, I don't
But you're not going to get seven strong from your starter all the time.
Sure. I'm not saying that we should get used to this.
Yeah, okay.
But it was pleasant. White Bride, tell me Kyle Finnegan's stats on the year. I bet he had, you can just text it to me, whatever's easy. I bet he can't have a lot of saves so far. Like, I bet he doesn't even get a lot of save opportunities so far. But I got to watch the ninth. Finnegan, it was a nice, tidy ball game from the dudes pitching on the Washington Nationals. Like, I think he struck out two in the ninth. It was just, I think Pittsburgh sucks too, so I'm not exactly planning a parade, but I enjoyed that outing from the Washington Nationals pitchers last night.
Right.
I watched.
Then I looked and I saw 3-0. Just like I looked the other day, I looked and it was 3-0, but you know what was what had happened? The one was blocked. So they had lost 10-3. I was like, okay, they won. And I saw this one last night. And I said, let me really open this thing up to make sure I'm not making a fool of myself. And I went straight to the stat sheet, and my man Wood did his thing.
Dude.
Cruz had another hit.
Trying.
He coming.
So Finnegan now has 6 saves. 1.17 ERA. I'm sure there's some stat people care about more than ERA, but I still care about ERA and batting average. Mm-hmm. Call me old-fashioned. 6 saves tied for 2nd in baseball.
All right.
Finnegan could close out games if they get him the ball with the lead.
Mm-hmm.
It's the stuff in between that causes all the trouble. But last night, there was none of that stuff. So I enjoyed watching that. And then, dude, we talked about it yesterday. We're going to have Brent Johnson on later this afternoon. I'm not worried about the Caps. They've been so damn good all year that at the end of this long season with a couple important guys hurt, even if they went on to lose these last two games, whatever, I still think they should win the first round matchup, period, right? But I did want to see them play well.
And they did, I think.
And you know what they did? They went up to Long Island and played well last night. And Strom was awesome. Ovi had an assist to Strom. That was really great. I think Willie had an assist. It was a good game for a team that could use it. I thought Lindgren looked really good. I don't know what they're going to do Thursday in Pittsburgh, because I know they did sit a couple guys last night. They call it maintenance in hockey.
Uh-huh.
You get to rest for maintenance.
But let's be real now. Strom
had a hatcher.
They do that in game. What is this? They have 60-something games? They do that real late. Basketball does that the first game of the season.
I know, dude.
You know? Hell, and if you...
I played two games.
If you ever ice skate or rollerblade, you know how hard that is. So when they get that way, like in 97% of the games into the season, it's understandable. I can't understand it first week of a damn basketball season.
Basketball is this very unique thing. Here's the good news if you're an NBA fan. In very short order, but apparently Beamish is going to stay up and watch all the playing games.
No, I stayed and watched that one last night, though. I'll tell you that.
I did not. But Grizzlies did cover.
They did. And because of that, that's why I'm talking about the referee. That's exactly why I'm talking about the referee.
There's no sport that seems more cooked by the refs for gambling purposes than basketball.
When he made that call, I seriously wanted to jump through the damn TV.
Question for you. This time next year, if the Wiz are in the play-in game, do we view that as a success?
Hell yeah.
That's a step forward, right?
Yeah, that would definitely be. Now, they're not even in the play-with game, to be honest with you. So if they were to get in the play-in game, yes, that would be a damn hell step.
So the play-in game, the 10 gets in, right? Yeah, because the Heat play the Bulls tonight. The Wiz finished the year 18-64.
God, dang, that's tough. Booga.
But they won the last game. Bub called game, went high off the glass.
Bub's a bad dude, bro.
But they are actually winners because they got the highest odds in the lottery.
Agreed.
They're not winners until they get the first pick in the lottery.
The Wizards did exactly what we wanted them to do this year. Sar got better. Bub got better. Keyshawn got better. Koulibaly was really improving, got dealt with the injury. I kind of think they shut him down just because they're like, yo, we got some losing to do, young man. Also, I noticed there was a Koulibaly that got drafted in the WNBA draft. Is there a relation there?
Don't know.
I feel like that's a pretty similar name, right? All right. The Wiz went 18-64. The Heat were the last team in the play-in at 37-45. Do we think the Wiz can win 20 more games next year?
They don't have to.
If you get flagged, maybe you do.
I mean, listen, bro, as I told you before, the games I have watched, I watch intent to make sure the guys that were putting the ball in the hole wasn't in there late down the stretch. So I've seen that.
Right.
So, listen, man, as a former athlete, I can tell you, I don't know many players that are trying to lose games. But I know if you put me on the bench, I can't help you win the damn game.
Right.
And I've seen that happen several times. So, and if they went in, they do it. Listen, they tank in basketball. They try to do things. And I believe they did. They did what they wanted to do.
I support them for it. That's my point.
Yeah.
I think, all right, a lot to unpack. You got two playing games tonight, Mavericks, Kings. Make sure you tweet B. Mitch at halftime of that game. Make sure he's watching that one as well.
I didn't say I'm going to watch tonight.
Steph got you watching last night.
Actually, Jimmy Butler got me watching because Jimmy Butler had 21 and like 6 or 7 plus some assists in the first half. And, though, Zach Edey is 7'2", 3"?
He's a big fella.
I don't care who he was checking, they were going at him, taking him to the hole. They were like, listen, bro.
Cement in his
shoes.
This
is not college anymore. And we go, you got to move your feet. And they were going to him.
Dude, Steph and Butler combined for 65.
Yeah.
Of Golden State's 121.
Hell yeah.
So who does Golden State get now? Right? Don't they lock in the seven?
They the seven. So
they play Houston.
They play Houston, yeah.
Locked in?
The Rockets.
Yep.
Okay. That Houston team is young. Weirdly, my brother-in-law, Cam Blaylock, loves the Rockets, so I might have to make a little wager. Give me a little...
You betting against him or for him?
I would like... What are the odds of the Warriors to win that series? They got to be dogs, right?
I don't know.
I'm seeing -196 in favor of the Warriors.
The Warriors are...
That's crazy. Seven, right?
But they are 20-something and 6... since Jimmy Butler joined the team.
That's pretty good.
Steph goes out the game, Jimmy keeps him rolling. It's not like Steph goes out and everything goes to hell. So I can see them being favored over a young team like the Rockets.
Well, it's also, yes, it's 2-7 in the West, but the Rockets won 52 games and the Warriors won 48. The West is just so stacked up.
Yeah.
I think Nuggets-Clippers could be a really good series. Lakers play the T-Wolves. Ant's trying to dunk on everybody's brains. I think there'll be some good playoffs, especially in the West early on.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Thunder are going to roll whoever they play. In the East, I'll be honest, for me, the East doesn't get that exciting until the second round. And then it gets exciting. I am fascinated to see if Cleveland can actually beat Boston. But that's
Koulibaly's sister.
That's 3 weeks away. Yeah, apparently it's Koulibaly's sister that got drafted.
That's family, bro. They got some genes in that fam.
B, I did want to ask you about this. John Kime's going to join us at noon. We'll talk to him, too. We had Jordan Reed on yesterday talking about draftable options. There's a ton of draftable running backs.
Yeah.
Obviously, a ton of receivers. We've gotten more and more info about who has come into Washington for the 30 visits. And yesterday we were kind of joking around about it that we knew Washington was doing another big joint visit, right?
Yeah,
of draft picks. Ends up it was at Topgolf.
Okay.
What does it say about us? And like, even though we weren't up in arms about it, just the collective world that last year going to Topgolf was a big deal and this year nobody cares.
Because it worked. They went there. They got their guy. They got a lot of players. That was there, and they won. And people immediately now, I'm sure most people are like, "Oh, worked for him last year. Maybe it worked for him this year." My whole thing is, I have no problem with multiple draft picks being together. If I want to know something about a player, I put him around all the top dogs. I want to see how they act. I want to see who does all the guys go to one guy. That guy, if I want to find out who's the leader, I find out quickly when I put all that testosterone together and one guy seems to lead the way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you can find a lot out from it. But as I said before, and I don't give a damn if people get mad or not, people that sit up there and get up in arms about that are those that have never been in competition in their damn lives. They just want to jump on the social media mindset and get pissed at everything that goes on.
I also think people just care about quarterbacks at such an accelerated level.
Let me ask you this question.
When it's non-quarterbacks, nobody cares.
A lot of people don't care, but we had a story come out last year, something about the agent or something, of Jaden said something about them going to see the quarterback.
He put like a crying face emoji.
Okay. Did you ever hear that quarterback say any damn thing about it? Did he ever seem annoyed or affected by any of it? No. So if Jaden wasn't affected, that's the person you want to follow. Any other quarterbacks that were affected by that, I don't want them on a damn team anyway. Because they're annoyed or affected by competition. He wasn't. In every step of the way, when there was something about him having to compete, he welcomes it. So they found what they wanted to find. Some of the other guys, no, you got to treat me like I've already won the Super Bowl. Well, hell with you. You haven't won it yet. You haven't done much of nothing yet. So I keep doing it. And if people want to get mad, let them get mad. Hell with them.
Well, I think they are. I think one really pleasant thing, and that's, it's not to say we can't offer analysis and opinions and whatever else, but I think because of the first year they put together, the organization now has full benefit of the doubt. And I think that is a really pleasant, different.
You would think that, but when you start, that's why I don't scour the social media as much. When I scour it, you would not believe that they had a good season last year. Jay, I don't know how you just never ever see the negative or hear the stuff.
I see it,
but I'm saying, so if you see it, you can't avoid it. So I know, well, I avoid it by this. I just write it off, and some people just don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Jeff, you're the deep state social media representative of the Commanders. Like, you are in these internet streets with Burgundy and Gold fans. I think it's pretty damn positive right now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's nothing bad right now.
Nobody's saying that it's negative. I'm saying you will constantly see people who run these sites that they take the team name and put it on. Well, man, we got to do this. We can't do this. If we don't, they question everything. That's what I'm saying. And if you don't see it, listen, that's not positive in my book. If you're questioning everything that they're trying to do when they seem to be knowing what the hell to do it and how to do it, then that doesn't say that you believe in them.
I think there's a difference between questions and negativity, but I think it's also just the content game. People just got to create content for their websites.
So in other words, you are basically lying then. Just to get somebody to click on your
stuff. I think you can ask questions. Like just with the 29th overall pick, I think for a lot of people that are so into the NFL draft, it's fun to debate who the best options are. You know what I mean?
We won't know.
Should
who
they
the
go
best...
running back? Should they go wide out? Should they go edge?
If you're looking at the importance of this team, running back is probably the last position they really want to go when you look at need.
But if they were to get to that point
and somebody drops there and they jump to it, it's okay. But I'm saying people questioning everything is not a norm. That's what we used to do with this other team. Now, the other group, they didn't know what the hell they were doing.
I think 85% of NFL fans across the country, Eagles fans, let's go to an Eagles website. I bet they're questioning everything, too. I think that's just fandom, right? It's just being obsessed with the team all the time. You don't think Eagles fans are questioning?
Eagles fans get mad when the game happens. If you win by 1 point, they're mad that you didn't win by 30. But I'm just saying, we got a lot of people in this town who think, listen, I don't know why you don't get talked to, but I get talked to everywhere I go. And what you think they should do this year? And I give them my little spiel based off of what I know.
What you think is not negative, though.
No. What I think, and I tell them what I believe, then they start telling me why they shouldn't do everything that I just told them. And I'm like, okay, then, so what makes you think you know this? Well, I've been watching this football for all these years. Don't make a damn difference to me that you've been watching all these years. I think the people that work on football every damn day, 24 hours a day, those may know more than you do.
I want a weather update. Doug Kammerer is going to join us next. I have one simple question. Where does wind like yesterday come from? Maybe Doug has an answer. Nobody go anywhere.
Somewhere in the atmosphere. Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. During the NBA play-in tournament, FanDuel is giving all new customers a shot at $250 in bonus bets. Join FanDuel today, and you'll get started with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. From three-pointers to steals to assists, FanDuel has so many ways to bet your favorite player props. Plus, after the game tips off, you can even combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to get in on all the NBA play-in tournament action. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel, sportsbook with the official partner, 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Gambler.
You could have whatever you like.
You could have whatever you like. Yeah.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. All right, if you live in the DMV, you experienced some pretty wild weather yesterday. Helping us make sense of all of that is our friend Doug Kammerer, chief meteorologist over at NBC4. But I got to start. We got breaking news here on the fan. Two people in my life that have green phones, and it drives me nuts. One of them is Kammerer. One of them is Ben Standig. Big news yesterday. I texted Doug, and a blue text came back. Doug has joined the iPhone world. Congratulations, sir.
Way to go, Doug.
No, I'm not happy about it, man. I'm not happy about it, but I do appreciate
why
the
are you not
congratulations,
happy about it?
And I'm glad I'm up for the award this year. That's great.
Why are you not happy about it? You said your family made you?
Yeah, I've had an Android phone forever. I know how it works. I know what's going on. This iPhone thing, man, I'm still trying to get used to it. It's been 2 weeks. I don't know how y'all do it. The other way is so easy.
Piece I think iPhone is way easier than a Droid.
You know what, B-Miss, you and I should go somewhere. You should go camping for like 3 days and just sit there on each other's phones, and then you would figure out that the Android phone is the best way to go.
I doubt it.
I mean, the Android loyalists are very confident that it's the better phone.
Android camera is the best thing out there.
I will tell you this.
Everything else, garbage.
You are not the only one who has congratulated me on the Switch. I have so many chats with all my friends and all these group chats, and all of a sudden everybody's rejoicing because I was the only one. They couldn't name the chat. They couldn't get on the chat. They couldn't put stuff on the chat because I was there. So yeah. Now, yes, I am with you, Apple people, and
When your phone takes you out of most things, that's a problem, Doug.
I don't know.
when your phone makes you avoid it from a lot of stuff, that's not a good thing.
This was many years back, but Ben Standig being on the Skins beat when Tony Wiley was running things, this was when like the Droid iPhone debate was like really problematic. We had a group text from Tony, from the PR director, about what was going to happen, and at the end of every text, like, all right, coach is going to talk at 4:00, whatever it was. It'd be like, someone tell Standig, because he just couldn't deal with Ben messing up the group chat. It was hysterical. All right, but that's not why we have you here, Doug. If you want to give Doug a follow, it's at Doug Kammerer, 2 M's, 2 R's on Instagram, Facebook, and X does those.
And
Facebook.
I might be able to get back to you once I figure out how to open all those things on the iPhone.
So yesterday, dude, I leave the radio station at like 2:00. I drive out. I wanted to maybe hit some golf balls. And literally at 3:00, it was like a switch got hit and the whole world was blowing sideways. How does wind like that just come out of nowhere? Like what?
I just feel it when I left here. But right. That's because we came out of the damn garage, dude.
No, I was on the street.
But the wind wasn't hitting here like it hit it when I got to Virginia. I thought I was in another place.
Like, I understand rain and snow, at least on a cursory level. How does wind just happen like that?
So we had another little area of low pressure move through and a cold front that came through. So that cold front creating behind it is high pressure. So as a cold front moves in, a lot of times you get a little warmer air out ahead of a cold front. Behind a cold front is the colder air. And it's also where the high pressure area is. So we had an area of high pressure that was driving in last night. And that difference between low pressure and high pressure, it's called the pressure gradient force. That's what allows for the wind. So that wind blowing from high pressure to low pressure is what happened yesterday. And we had a pretty strong area of low pressure that made its way through the area. That's what brought us the rain on Sunday. And then we had another one that came through during the day yesterday and really helped to make things on the cooler side. So that's why walking outside today, it's definitely on the cooler side right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, it was legit.
It got
cold
real cold
this morning.
Yesterday, last night.
We had 71. You know, again, as that front's moving our way, it brings up some warmer air because you get winds out of the southwest. So we had 71 degrees yesterday, and that was at 2:00. And then after 2:00, everything started falling. We were 61 degrees by 7:00. So we dropped 10 degrees by that time, and then we had 50-mile-an-hour winds. I mean, we had one wind gust of 58 miles per hour. Now that 58 is the designation for severe thunderstorm. We didn't have thunderstorms. We just had super strong winds. So we had trees down all around the area. I mean, I was driving home. I had a tree down. I had a tree down a neighbor's house. I had another tree sent to me that was down. So we had trees down, branches down, all kinds of stuff.
The only time I ever felt something like that when I was in Scotland playing golf, where we started off and it was calm. Yeah. It was about 50 degrees. That was warm for that day. And then all of a sudden, in about 45 minutes, it had dropped into the high 30s. And yeah. I look at the caddy and say, we don't leave the course. And I realized I was in trouble. It started snowing. It rained, and it was raining sideways. So I've never seen it happen like that again, but that time.
Yeah, and that's what happens when when we get these fronts. I mean, we can have these huge changes in a matter of a few minutes. Now, our changes in D.C., I always talk about when I go to school talks, I always talk about how much I love the weather here because it changes constantly, so I'm always busy. Mm-hmm. But we never have those weather extremes. So yesterday was kind of an extreme day for us. You know, again, 71 to 61, 10-degree temperature drop, winds going from 20 miles an hour to 50 miles per hour. But, man, I mean, I went to school in Colorado, and we would have days where it was 71 degrees, and that wind would come through. It would drop to 30 degrees, and like you're saying, B-Mitch, it would start snowing on you, and you'd get like 2-3 inches of snow, and then all of a sudden the sun would come back out and go back up to 52. I mean, that was some extreme stuff and really cool to watch. And if you're a weather guy like me, you're loving it.
Talking with our friend Doug Kammerer here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can give Doug a follow at Doug Kammerer. Watch him every night on NBC4. All right, so yesterday's that crazy wind is kind of over, right? Like, are we about to turn the corner? Is spring going to arrive here and some great weather and such?
Well, that's a great question. We've got some pretty good weather over the next week and a half or so. So today's a cool day, but not bad. Today will be a pretty nice day. If this was... You know, where are we right now? Mid-April. If this was mid-March, this would be a great day, right? But we're mid-April, so our average high temperature is close to 70. We're going to get close to 60 degrees today. Mm. So probably a little bit above 60. And tomorrow's great. Friday is great. If you guys can get out and play golf tomorrow, if you can get out and play golf on Friday, it's gorgeous. Saturday looks good. Saturday, I've got 82 degrees on Saturday, so that's great. Again, Friday is going to be, you know what it's going to be, JP. Come on, Friday is going to be a...
Fantastic Friday.
Fantastic Friday. Absolutely. I mean, we're talking about 78 degrees with sunshine. Doesn't get much better than that. And then I'm still tracking a little storm system on Sunday. And, of course, that's Easter Sunday. So that's a little time frame I've been worried about here. And hopefully today, as I look at some new stuff, we get some more confirmation that it's going to be better than what it was looking like just a couple days ago.
When is it going to be like 70s for like 2-3 weeks straight? And 60 is an anomaly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it. I mean, we go in our area, I've had Memorial Day weekend in the 50s. You know? We can get these storms that you know, especially you can get nor'easters in the month of May that are bringing us just 56 degrees and rain all day. I mean, that's just some nasty weather. So we can get it all the way through, even through June. We've had it where June is still on the cool side. We're talking about upper 50s or low 60s with rain. So, you know, you really have to go through the month of June until we really start to break out and we're not seeing any more of that really chilly weather.
All right.
But it could definitely happen in May.
So we're getting closer to spring. You know what I
One
don't
day
like
at a time.
Is when we
One
don't get spring time. And then it's just hot. Like, you never get that stretch of good weather, and then it just goes straight to hot.
I'm an outdoorsman, Doug, and I'm getting a little sick of the weather, actually. It was cold as hell.
People camping or golfing or whatever, and you set it up. I mean, I was supposed to golf last week, I called the guys. I'm like, hey, it's going to be 35 when we tee off here, and the winds are going to be 40 miles per hour. Maybe not a good day to golf. So, you know, we haven't been back. So I haven't been golfing. They've golfed a couple of times. But,
B played yesterday.
I played yesterday.
And
you know why I played yesterday? Because I did not know that the wind was like that. I got out of my car at the golf course. I'm like, what the hell happened? Because I got in the car in the garage, and I rode all the way there, and I didn't really feel the wind till I got out of my car.
Do you have the NBC Washington app, which is available on iPhone and Android?
That's true. But when you're driving, you can't look at that stuff.
You got to look at it right before you step out the front door and you go, oh, look.
I was in the garage. I wasn't thinking about it. I was just like, oh, man, good time to go play golf today.
So
did you play?
Yes.
I did not. I had the same thing.
You get through
thing.
18 holes?
Yes.
Did the wind help you or hurt you?
It helped me on some holes and it destroyed me on others.
Yeah, exactly right.
Depended which way you were going.
Right.
I went out to go play golf, and I was like, bleep this. Now, we did play in some of the craziest wind ever. You remember when we went out to Cattail Creek, B?
Yeah.
That wind.
That was worse than yesterday.
That was worse. Yeah. I don't know if you remember this, Doug. It was probably 2-ish, 3 years ago. It was one of the craziest wind days I had ever experienced. But we had made plans, and we drove out to Howard County, and it was a nice course, and we were excited.
I hit a 5-iron like 270.
Yeah. And then I hit a driver like a buck 10, depending which way you had the wind going. Right. Are we through the worst of allergies?
No. No, they've been bad too. I mean, man, every day in the studio, I'm sneezing, sniffling, sneezing.
Yeah.
It's been brutal. It's actually been really, really high the last couple of days. Yesterday was brutally high. Tomorrow's going to be really high. We don't have any real relief from any allergies until, I mean, wait until tomorrow and Friday. They should really pop off just because, you know, now we've got great weather after the wind, after the rain, after the, you know, bad weather the last couple of days, after the cool weather today. So tomorrow and Friday should be pretty bad.
Well, that's terrific news. The weather's finally nice.
And some people have bad allergies and bad golf days, like my buddy I played with yesterday. Since he's listening.
Exactly.
Doug, if it makes you feel better, I have gotten some tweets here that there are people out there that agree with you that they prefer their Samsung to the iPhone.
Yeah.
But
yeah, and it was so fun. We just went on a little vacation and, like, you know, they had a Samsung TV there, and I'm just able to pop up anything I want onto the TV, just pop it up and then watch my stuff. And now I got to figure out how to do that. I'm sure you could do that with Apple.
He didn't tell you it was like, just 4 out of 1,500 people, though.
I'll be honest. I got Apple. I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, see, I'm sure there's a way. I'm sure there's a way to do it. But, yeah, I mean, when I saw that TV, I was like, oh, let's just mirror my TV. And I just, boom, mirrored my phone right to it. It was awesome. We were watching movies because, you know, they it was a rental, so they didn't have any cable or anything.
Right.
I was watching Netflix. It was a piece of cake. Now I don't know what I'm going to do. All right. What am I going to do?
Camera, at 11, we're talking best hot dog toppings. What do you like to put on a hot dog?
Oh, I'll tell you what. I had the best hot dog. Where was this? Oh, you know what I did? I played the celebrity softball game the other day at the Big Train Park in Cabot John. They had a hot dog guy there, and man, I wish I remembered their names right now because they rolled up in a truck. That was one of the best hot dogs I've ever had. So they make sure, first of all, you got to toast a bun. I love a toasted bun. But they had the Chicago style hot dog that I got.
Oh.
And that thing was phenomenal.
Oh,
you know, you talk about, you got the pickle on there and you got some, I don't even know what else is on there, but man.
JP don't like that.
No, thanks, dude.
What's that?
JP can't stand that.
Nah, man. Those Chicago dogs, I don't need a tomato on a hot dog.
Oh, dude, you would have loved this thing. I bit into this, and, you know, I got it, and I was like, I'm not really that hungry, but I'll try it. And I tried it, and I was like, holy cow, this thing is good. So I wish I knew. I don't know if they're called the hot dog guys. I don't know what they're called, but I wish I knew, because I'd love to give them a shout-out, because that was one of the best hot dogs I've ever had. But I will say this, no ketchup. I love ketchup. I put ketchup on everything except for hot dog. Hot dog's got to be mustard.
Oh, dude.
Hate mustard.
You got, dude. This is a pro ketchup on dogs.
Mustard is.
You call in at 11, Doug, and then fight with us. Thank you for your time, brother. We're running late here. We got to bounce.
Yeah, no problem. Where's the iPhone meeting later on?
I'll see you in the studio.
All right, guys. See ya.
All right. That's Doug Kammerer. The wind is gone, but the pollen's coming. Congratulations, D.C. The weather sucks. You know what doesn't suck here in D.C.? If you got to sell a house, there's one person you should do it with. John Leahy.
Whether you're in D.C., Maryland, or Virginia, just like Maryland, she needs to sell a great Greenbelt property because she was relocating to a job, and unfortunately, her condo didn't qualify for FHA, which ruled out several potential buyers who absolutely loved the unit. But she had no reason to fear, as John Leahy and the Fine Living Group contacted a past client who was looking for an investment property. Even better, that buyer wanted to pay cash, and that was over $2,000 over her asking price. If you're looking to sell, take advantage of John Leahy and the Fine Living Group's guaranteed offer. Start by finding out what the home is worth in only 30 seconds at johnsellsdmv.com. We're talking about our friend John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John offers you flexible fees customized to your needs, and he also knows that life happens. So if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
Yeah, it was interesting. Leahy was in the studio the other day, and we were kind of just chatting. And I'm always curious about the real estate market. And, you know, right now, tariffs and whatever else. It just feels like a stressful time. And he said, dude, we've been so busy because people know they can turn to us, whether they're buying or selling, and we can get whatever it is they need done fast. And he said one of the biggest holdups for a lot of people is they want to sell their house, but they're just not sure if it's marketable. They got to do a little bit of upkeep. Maybe they got to paint. Maybe they need, you know, just like some new appliances to really maximize their cash, their return. That's where you got to talk to John, because he can front you the money. Say you need $12,000 for new appliances to sell your house, right? He'll front you the $12,000. You just settle up with John at closing on the back end, and bang, that $12,000 will probably net you 2 or 3x when you sell your house. Little things like that make a huge difference. That's why I would trust John to sell my house. Call John today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com, or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
7, the fan. I want to talk Travis Hunter because it seems like some of these NFL teams are reluctant to allow him to play both ways, which I think is really dumb. I don't think you want to piss the kid off either.
I don't think that's dumb, Jay.
I think you just build a package of receiver plays and start him at corner.
But you got to realize, okay, what is the NFL talking about every 5 seconds? injury of players. They're not going to invest that much money in him and have him playing. If a cornerback gets too many plays, they're not going to have him playing full-time receiver. I mean, it was fun in college. That's not going to be at this next level. They're not doing
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying, a package.
They'll probably do a package of it, but they'll probably give him every once in a while. But he talks as if he wants to play every day. There's not a team out there that's going to allow him to play as many plays as he played in college. It's not happening. No longer, like, he was getting paid some money in college. This is a true investment in the pros. They ain't letting that happen.
I hear you.
Deion didn't get it done.
I think there's a way to handle it, right? Like, I think you...
So you're going to lie to him?
No, but you play it cool. Like, of course we want you involved in our offense.
But that's a lie.
It's not. We're going to build you a package.
Yeah, they could build him a package once they get him on the team. But I'm not making no promises right now just to make you feel good. Then I'm going to tell you later on, that's going to make it worse.
Okay, that's interesting. I think we'll see what happens. I think these teams got to just let him play. I think it's crazy to me he doesn't think he's a corner because he's an elite corner, and I think he'd be a good NFL wide receiver. You know, like I just think.
All what somebody could do is say, okay, you want to do this, go ahead and do it. And then they're going to be looking at him. He'll be out the league in 5-6 years. Because there's somebody going to find a way to get him up and go cheap shot him and do something. But the NFL now, you're playing all the best athletes in the world. You think he's going to be able to log 100 and something plays a game? Hell no. And not be very effective.
It's interesting. I mean, I don't. It'll be interesting to watch that unfold. Now, what else is going to be interesting to watch unfold? You heard just briefly there with Doug Kammerer what people put on their hot. So we never had. Remember for opening day, we used to do the big hot dog challenge. We'd all eat like 1,000 hot dogs, and B would bring in the jalapeno hot dogs and everything.
Mm-hmm.
In the years since opening day, we end up at bars at Nats Park, which is a ton of fun. We had a blast at Tap 99 this opening day.
Yeah.
But, like, we don't get to cook hot dogs and have our own opening day extravaganza. I'm not entirely sure how the text thread last night got onto hot dog toppings, but it did. And, like, you know how they tell you not to talk about politics or religion at the dinner table?
Mm-hmm.
You also shouldn't talk about hot dog toppings. People get very offended and very opinionated. I mean, there's a whole school of thought out there that putting ketchup on a hot dog is wrong and you should be vilified. I don't understand that. I think you're insane. We're going to have sometimes in America, we got to have real conversations. We're going to have the glizzy talk next. Be Mitch and Finley.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.